Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, and with me is John Doerr, the co-host of the show. And tonight we have a special guest named Steve. Steve is from the West Coast in Washington state, and he is a 9/11 buff, and he's very knowledgeable. And we're just waiting for him to jump in. So, John Doerr, hello? John? Shit. John,
thank
you.
Yes.
All right, I press the button.
That mute guy, man, he don't like me.
It's not unusual to be the... Anyway, you know what I'm saying? I think
yeah.
The whole music's cool, but anyway. Okay, so did you hear what I said?
Ah, shit, my fucking phone's dying.
Oh, no. Do you have another one?
No.
No.
I'll just keep going. Till I cut off.
All right, let's start over. Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is John Doerr. We're going to talk about 9/11. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
So tell me about 9/11, John.
It was this whole big clusterfuck that woke half of the world up to the insane mass murdering tendencies of the controlling elite.
Mm-hmm.
And it can never be forgotten because it's the catalyst for all the insanity and chaos that's happening today.
Wow, that was really well put.
Yeah.
Why don't you say something else?
furthermore, the Rothschild bankers are controlling the fake fiat monetary system pretty much globally, minus three countries. And their strings are actually being pulled by the Jesuit order, the Rosicrucians, you know, the Rose and Cross, whatever you want to call them, that basically run the Vatican and Vatican City, who hide behind religion but are actual masterminds of all the devious death and destruction and mass murder that's happening around the world as we speak.
I believe Steve's joined us. How's it going, Steve?
Hi, everyone.
How you doing,
Steve? Hi, Steve. So, how's the weather?
it's not bad.
What
is this? I thought this was just going to be you and me, James.
My friend. John Doerr from New York is online, but his phone's about to die, so it will be just you and me. Pardon me.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, John. Sorry.
Nice to meet you.
I didn't see that. Likewise.
So John was just, you know, running down the basics of 9/11, you know, and it was well put. How would you put it?
What, in a nutshell? Jeez.
Yeah. I can hear echo.
I would say it was if anything, it is evidence that the New World Order has been in place for generations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That all the major nations are involved, that... obviously, they wouldn't have tried to pull off something like that without having approached the international community. I mean, the people that could expose it, you know, the alleged enemies of our nation, the, you know, the Russians, Chinese, Iraqis, Iranians, Syrians, they're going to know. They would know that this was a false flag from the get-go. So anybody
right.
that wasn't... It hasn't been, you know, screaming. I mean, think about it. The Chinese and the Russians, if they weren't colluding at some level, they could have blown the whistle on September 12th. They would have, you know, severed international ties.
Okay.
That's
so what you're saying is that they're involved in it. And I would agree with you. Yeah, like there's a picture of Putin and George Bush wearing these Japanese gowns or whatever. But if you look real close, the
Masonic
motif
of the Masonic Masons is on.
Yeah, it's got just like a triangle with the eye in it and all that. So, yeah, Putin's in it. They're all in it.
Well, this has been going on for thousands of years, though. I mean, there's nothing
right.
new here. They just have refined the technology to be able to dupe us even better. The way I look at this is just, this is slavery.
Absolutely.
You know?
I agree, totally.
And that these, the things that we call national borders, really are just dividers between slave plantations.
Absolutely.
They collaborate amongst themselves and collude amongst themselves and compete periodically amongst themselves. But when the system itself that keeps them in power is threatened, they will all circle the wagons.
Right.
They want to do this New World Order thing. Do you think they're going to kill a bunch of people or no?
No, why bother? I mean, the more people they have, the more money they can suck out of them. The more slavery they get. There's plenty of room on the planet.
Right.
That's, I consider that fear-mongering. You know, it's their best interest to keep us scared shitless. We're too tiny to be able to deal with their awesomeness, right? I mean, that's the same claim they've been making since they were descendants from ISIS. Now they just have nuclear weapons. You know, same story. They just changed the priests to scientists, you know, the scribes to journalists. It's the same bullshit. You know, anything that gives them godlike power or the ability to travel to the stars, I call it shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're the only proof of it is hidden behind national security. It's like, that's the same story.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know about this date, September 23rd?
What about it?
Well, there's a number of things happening. There's the CERN is being turned on. The Pope is visiting Congress. They could call that like a Disney movie. The Pope visits Congress. Anyway, which is unprecedented and unusual. And what else is going on, John?
Supposedly also, if you type that that date, in European style into Google, just the date into Google, and you click on it, it takes you to Google Maps directly to CERN in Switzerland.
Right. Oh, CERN. Yeah. That's what you said. Okay, so you mean the collider?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is supposedly, you know, tearing holes in space and time and letting demons in and all that stuff, you know, but... God only knows what they're really doing. And
who knows? Who knows if it even is anything other than just a black hole for money?
Right.
An excuse to shovel money. I mean, look at NASA.
Yeah.
Crying out loud, people. I mean, all of this technology only came about with the development of the motion picture. Isn't that a little coincidental that, you know, suddenly that all throughout the history of so-called civilization, our alleged leaders have been claiming godlike power, and then as soon as they get the picture, they provide the evidence that shows that science has given them that godlike power.
Right.
I think it's they may have secret technologies that are beyond our ken, but I think more than likely it's just smoke and mirrors designed to keep the little guy the little guy. Does that mean if think about it. We figured out that this is all a big ruse, and it has been for, you know, 10,000 years, that all religion is really the biggest false flag, biggest lie of all time. You know, it's designed to keep the little guy the little guy and the big guy the big guy.
Right, control system.
Now, once that is pulled off, I mean, and the media are their tools, absolutely. If it is ever known that the media were, you know, are... continued to be involved in the 9/11 cover-up, that you know, all bets are off. When people figure out that the leaders are the most likely suspects of all nations, then,
right?
You know, figure out that we don't have to vote for these guys, and some people will start hunting them. You know, and because we outnumber how many billions to one, it's just, you know, this is slavery, always has.
I agree totally.
So don't you think they know that we would start hunting them when we know that they're liars and they deceived us for a purpose, which we must stop because we don't want them to complete it?
Well, I don't think they need to do anything other than the control they have now. Look at how we have such a small bubble that we would even listen to this show, right? Compared to the megaphone they have.
Right.
That's the mind control that everybody's worried about. It's already here. All has been for generations.
Okay.
So I don't see. I think that this stuff is all to keep us scared. That they're powerful domestically. And I think that I don't. Sorry, guys, but I think our country who are alive today are already doomed. And that hopefully we won't. The next revolution won't be a violent one. It will be a revolution of awareness. And, you know, what we need to be able to teach our children and grandchildren is to be able to recognize the sociopath in our midst. The guys who we vote for. The guys who
run
every business on the planet, every military leader on the block, you know, everybody in charge, religious, corporate, whatever, people who seek power are the sick ones. We have to stop and...
Would it be sick of someone to want to rise to power to put those other people down?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You would have to see. I wouldn't do it. Would you? I mean, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah,
right. That's the thing. If you get into that kind of realm and you're, you know, trying to take everybody else down, they'll basically surround you and kill you sooner or later.
And that's what they tell you they're going to do. I mean, that's what they said with the Stasi, for example, in
or
East
with
Germany,
Kennedy.
Right?
You know, Kennedy started fighting against them in a lot of different ways.
But that's what we're told. But I don't take anything at face value anymore, considering.
Well, I have seen the $5 bills that were printed in U.S. Treasury notes that he to $5 billion in $5 bills that he printed. There is evidence of that, and then they were destroyed immediately after his death.
Agreed. If you can believe what you're told. I mean, that's what I mean, is that we always have to keep remembering that these guys own all the media, always have.
Right.
They own all the information they're giving us.
Right.
So I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be poo-pooing anybody here, because all I'm saying is I don't know.
No, I understand.
But I try to consider the source, and I've heard those things too, but I've also heard plenty of things, people say that it was staged. Okay, well, I don't know. It looks pretty real to me.
But then why else was he killed then? Is my question.
Was he killed, or was he? I mean, that's what some of the people are saying.
Okay, so then you're saying, you know, he's like these new hoaxes, you know, that they blame, you know, they act like they're killed, but they, you know, go to get off on a, you know, some tropical island in the South Pacific somewhere.
And I'm not taking any side on it. That's not, I mean, I don't, I'm kind of a one conspiracy kind of guy, maybe two, but that's not my thing. All I know is that what I see is that they are trying to give the impression that there are white hats and black hats fighting for our freedom, something. When really the only people going to control that are us.
Right.
We're not going to have any say. There isn't going to be one. And anybody who says he is probably bullshitting. So I don't know how else to do it other than to keep talking about it and to hopefully train the next generations to be able to recognize who the line of attack, the shit are, and to stop voting for them. Stop giving them our blessing, you know? I mean, stop believing that the Pope is anything other than a freaking pedophile, psychotic bastard.
Right.
Come on. Who would want that? Who would want to walk around in traffic like that? And wearing, you know, COVID clothes when the world is starving? Come on.
Sitting on his golden throne?
Yeah, and then he comes and visits us. And, I mean, we shouldn't even give the time of day. Everybody shouldn't even watch television. I mean, turn the shit off. It's all the corporate propaganda.
And nobody show up to see him in person either.
Exactly, that's the point. If everybody stopped voting, then those fuckers wouldn't have a mandate. They wouldn't be able to hide behind any excuse. Well, we voted into office. They would be exposed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's just there's always a bunch of sheep that follow the herd, and they're in the matrix.
Well, I don't blame them. I mean, I was in my 40. I was 40 when I snapped out of it, and I got put in a cycle. I was so depressed over this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a life change.
Definitely.
It's a paradigm shift.
It is. It kills the ego.
You look around and you think, I don't want to be part of this world.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to die, but I don't want to be with these guys. This isn't even reality as far as I'm concerned. We're acting like psychos. Mass murder. And get that somehow honorable. We call them mass murderers war heroes.
They're looked up to as idols.
It's exactly. And even in our entertainment, it's you idolize people who can fake emotions and pretend they're someone else. I mean, isn't that psychotic? Sociopathic? I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me like this has been like this goes back for thousands of years. The first genetic psychopath figured out that he could get people, he could create an army of mass murderers and steal the neighbor's land, rape, you know, women, and you know, create the wealth, you know, brainwash the next generation of psychopaths, and we have a whole history of trained psychopaths emulating genetic psychopaths. So,
well, there's got to be, you know, saying something's got to give. What's going to break the camel's back? I'm hoping it's Generation X that does it.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything. It's not going to be something like turning off a light. It's going to be gradual. I mean, look at
it's a gradual build-up.
I believe
they'll just push too far, and in other words, you know, their lies and deceits are like, you know, spurting out their seams that they can't control it, and it's getting out and waking up more people, and that will, you know, eventually get to a point where it's blatantly
critical
obvious.
Mass.
You can't deny it anymore that what these people are and what they're doing, you know, which it's pretty much at that point, right?
Hello?
You know, personally. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Still with me?
Yeah. Yep.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
It's like something just disappeared. Like someone was listening.
No, I'm with you. I was just looking up that Frank Zappa quote about the illusion of freedom.
Yeah.
That's what I think you were trying to say there, or that's what I was hearing anyway. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it is profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, pull back the curtains, and they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater.
Right.
That's terrible.
But it's true, because that's the reality of it. It's a false reality that we're living and believing that it's true when it's not.
Yes, and it's just like slavery. This is the way. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared, and I'm a little wiped out after working all day, but I can't remember which ex-slave was talking about the house slave and how the house slave has it so good that he will defend the system of slavery while the field slave, you know, will try to escape. And the people are trained to be house slaves.
Right, because they have it better than the people below them. And that gives them a sense of success and fulfillment.
Yes.
And individuality, because they own a bunch of shit. is what it comes down to.
And religion tells them that their piousness, their piety, will be rewarded with monetary goods.
Right. I'm a big follower of Terence McKenna, and his big quote is object fetishism. You know, which is another term for materialism. You know, when I heard that the first time, it just like floored me. You know, object fetishism, it nails it home. You know, it's like it's that simple. You know, just those two words, object fetishism, and you look around, and that's all everybody's doing. It's just acquiring crap that they don't need,
and believing
that it's fulfillment and success.
Yeah, but I think that's where the source of the midlife crisis, you know, the late life crisis comes from. You know, men in their 50s work their whole lives, you know, reaching for these goals that they think will bring them the satisfaction. But once it's achieved, it's empty. And then they're just like, what the hell happened here? My whole life I thought I was going to be happy with this shit. But who needs a Porsche?
Right. And that's the illusion that they place over you. And into you.
Yeah.
To make you believe, you know, because in actuality, I mean, when you get into spirituality too, you know, none of this stuff, you know, enlightens your soul, you know, uplifts you, you know.
It's just the opposite.
You can't buy the truth.
You know, yeah, it's totally the opposite of spiritual growth in any way, shape, or form, which is what's really important in this life.
That's supposed to be. I can only imagine that if there is a meaning of life, that's got to be a big chunk of it.
Right.
Learning from your face.
And look at society and what they hand you, just material crap, and they tell you that that's most important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point I'm trying to make of the the polar opposite of them.
Exactly.
Anyway, go on.
No. I'm listening. I'm happy to hear somebody else saying the same thing. So keep on.
And basically that's what I find is this. You know, once I got into Terence McKenna, I started investigating culture, and this whole thing. You know, culture is not your friend. You know, it's control system.
It's indoctrination.
Put in place to benefit institutions, not you. You know, you're chewed up and spit out by culture. It's the benefit of the people, and people don't realize this. They'll fight and kill to keep the culture going, which is actually killing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the revolution that I think that is the only one that's going to get anywhere, is to raise the awareness of future generations to be able to recognize the real enemy here.
Right, and
then and we don't
make nature important again. You know, nature. We're so detached from nature at this point. It's really horrible.
Yeah,
not all, but the majority, especially in urban areas and stuff. You know.
Yeah, and you can see that the how unhealthy it was.
Right. Exactly. And I believe that has a big part to do with it too. Is the reconnection with nature needs to be promoted, like as a fad, just like materialism is promoted everywhere. You know, nature needs to be promoted everywhere 10 times as hard. And it would have a dramatic effect on people and their psyche, I believe.
I don't think we have generation. I think we have a generation, if that. And that's the younger ones right now. It'll be the indigo children that make the choice to flip or not. To end the game and start anew. But the problem we have is that they're chemtrailing us. They're putting mercury in our vaccines. We don't even need vaccines. They're indoctrinating everybody.
But the awareness.
They're
yeah,
killing us
awareness.
Radiation in the air. Fukushima has been leaking for 4 years.
Yeah, but again, examine the source. I don't mean to be. I just think that this is that I don't see. I think we have many, many generations, and that I think that the awareness is coming that people are going to start turning our televisions off more and more. The fads are going to, think about it. We're the first, the second, third generation of people who are ever even exposed to mass media.
Right.
So obviously our previous generations had a little bit more wisdom than we do now, but it's going to wear out, I think, that you know, folks are going to get wise, because look at the media fakery already. People are starting to get wise to it.
Right.
Okay. The more savvy people become with electronics, I mean, once you're born into it, it's like riding a bicycle for kids now.
No.
They're going to be able to recognize media fakery more and more and more. And I want to put my mark on you know, the record to show my grandchildren that you do not have to buy into this shit.
Right.
And they're very into, you know, nature. They love I live out in the middle of the woods, and so I'm trying to do with my life, my last few years, or however many decades I have left.
Right.
Unless I step on the wrong toes in the truth. but in any case, I think that we do have a chance, and I like I said, I was so depressed when I woke up over this stuff that I was put in a psych ward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I was kept there because I started talking about 9/11, and that was my wake up, you know, moment, big time, because I felt like it was my one flew over the cuckoo's nest moment, where I started realizing, holy shit, this is how, this is like the Soviet Union, where you're locked in a loony bin for speaking the truth, or at least,
right,
which, you know, at least asking questions even.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I was put in there is because I was so depressed that I took a walk with a handgun, and basically I was asking for attention. I wasn't—I don't have a gun to hurt myself, so I was really—that's all I was doing. But the joke was on me, because as soon as they locked me up, I mean, they threw me in handcuffs and the works, and so I had lots of time to sit there and think about it. And I was with guys who were resuscitated, you know, with paramedics who had to come to slit their wrists, or very creative ways of trying to kill themselves. And I was just a wannabe. But as soon as I got in there, they wanted to know why I was depressed. And I said, okay, I'll tell you why. And that is not the place to talk about it. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you're right. Damn straight.
Before we get there, of listening to Fox News every day, I was just like in agony. That I had to start lying about it.
No.
And I did get a story about, you know, the details, but it was as creative as I could. Like, yeah, and they said, okay, you're coming around. And it was just really weird. And it made me, without reservation, I can say that the behavioral health science, they call them medieval in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They're drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I take a handful of drugs.
Jumped into the
every
truth
day.
Of both feet, and I haven't. Because I feel that 9/11 is the linchpin that we can use to expose institutional corruption globally.
Right. Because it's all, in my view, after a lot of research, I like the credo of stepping back and looking at the bigger picture, and you could see all the dots connected.
Yeah.
You know, people involved in one event, you know, then turn up, boom, they're involved in other events. And, you know, those events are all skittish and, you know, New World Order, you know, agenda. And you can just see, like, the network start to appear before you, you know.
And
all the players in it.
Yeah, you've got, this is called the lifting of the veil, right? Apocalypse.
Right. Absolutely.
Greek word for the lifting of the veil. And so once you've got your veil lifted, now you're looking at everything differently.
Right.
You start marching back through history, and you start seeing the same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking
yeah, right. You can make correlations, like, between the Nazi, Reichstag building, you know, and that sequence in 9/11 is just like it's a mirror image of each other, you know?
Absolutely, and it's not the first time. This goes back to before Hammurabi. I mean,
right.
Spartacus.
And I mean, the Romans did the same thing, and, you know.
And they had their scribes, but now we have mass
right.
media. It's the same thing. They just have fancier tools.
And
words.
It's just so blatantly how, you know, it's history mirroring and repeating itself just so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing. People, see, my thing is majority of people think day to day or week to week. These people are planning, you know, decades and decades into the future with their plans.
Generations,
you know?
They're counting. They can, this is
right. It's
by
multi-generational. People die not even seeing the end result of what they're working at.
We're at a disadvantage. You have to admit. I mean, we're mortals, just like anybody, just like they are. But
right.
their plans span generations. We
exactly.
only think, we have to think of ourselves or maybe our offspring, right? If for those of us who are lucky enough to have them. But they, you know, they, for one, they have more power than any of us, so that their offspring are more likely to succeed, you know, over the rest of us. So they will use their power and money to maintain their level of privilege. I would do it, wouldn't you?
Right. It's the natural human instinct.
Sure.
But it doesn't make it right, though. That's my point, you know. Because my point is, these people could do the exact opposite of what they're doing and free the world and feed the world and, you know, make the world a human paradise. You know what I mean?
I know.
And they would be the kings of the earth, you know?
Oh, definitely. And they would be lauded for forever.
Right.
But that's obviously they have different priorities. They're psychotic.
Well, yeah, and to the psychopathy, which I also believe they highlight in their generations, you know, hence all the inbreeding and all that stuff and their bloodlines.
Exactly. And,
you know.
And if they aren't psychopathic enough, they will create them.
Right. Because it is such a violent and cold-hearted trait that could be manipulated, you know, into great
mm-hmm.
wealth and power so easily because they're heartless and soulless. They have no human emotions.
Because the whole system is based on that.
Right, exactly. It's based on them and their psyche or
exactly,
lack of psyche.
Because they've been training everybody since the dawn of civilization to emulate them.
Right.
I mean, look at a soldier. That is a trained psychopath.
Right.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You're trained to kill without question.
Right. Or to follow us.
Without remorse.
Right.
And to keep doing it, just to follow the orders without thinking.
About
that
the morality of it.
Yes, that is wrong. And then we laud them
mm-hmm.
and we honor them as war heroes.
Right.
You know, the whole society is trained to do it. And you're the weird one for noticing that that's a psychotic trait. That's
right.
Sociopathic. It's, you know, psychopathic.
Right.
It's not natural. That is, and if it was natural, there would be no boot camp. You wouldn't have to be trained. You wouldn't
right.
do it naturally.
I know. They beat it into you over whatever it is, a year and a half before they even, you know, you consider
yeah,
a soldier.
Remove your identity and replace it with the one they wanted.
Right. They strip you down to your bare soul, basically, and rebuild you up
mm-hmm.
into their robot.
That is not natural.
Definitely not.
So we have to look at civilization as we know it. That's what we're up against, is the entrenched power that's been there for centuries.
Right.
This doesn't go back just to 9/11. This goes back
mm-hmm.
for centuries, and they're all colluding with each other. They have to be, because they all pretend like this is normal.
Right, and it's random.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real random.
It happens.
Well, that's what they make the people believe, that these are just all random events. They, you know.
I know, and I don't get out much, but I just had a family visit, you know, and I got to rub shoulders with some of my family who are, you know, there's military folks.
Right.
Pretty heavily. And I think the military guys know what's going on. They're kind of, you know, locked. You're signed on the dotted line. You're stuck.
Yeah.
But I get, you know, when you hear comments about, you know, you got 3,000 refugees from Syria, and we should just drop the tactic on ISIS. He's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this stuff.
Right.
I'm like, no, I just, because I said, the way you stop ISIS is to stop arming him. He said, what? Stop arming him. You know, I'm responding. I said, like, no, they are not. The United States is Israel. It's funding ISIS. I mean, if they weren't, they'd be attacking Israel, wouldn't they?
Right.
Yeah.
They're funding and weaponizing ISIS.
But yes, it's just random that these 3,000 refugees a day are heading over to Europe.
Yeah.
That's just, well, that's all, you know, it's all manipulated. It's
right.
All by the, I could, did nothing new under the sun, so this is all planned.
Right.
I would think that this is going to integrate the whole world. Make refugees scatter all over the place. Now we're all the same.
Right.
All the same color. Our identities are all minimized. Easier to control.
And also to spread the terrorists all over the world, too.
Oh, yeah.
ISIS is a pepper sure. throughout all these refugees, too.
Yeah. And that it would, you know, they're, yeah. Sure.
How convenient.
Oh, my God. I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. How convenient.
And
so what do you say, James? James?
I'm here. Right. I've been listening. You guys have had a good conversation. I say that you're bang on about everything you guys talked about. I would argue, though, that... There is a convergence happening, and it's coming soon. It's sort of like
by soon. What do you mean?
Like I am a spiritual being, and I believe I know God, and I see the world in a different way than most people do. I don't know if you understand that, but. I mean, I had my own crisis when I was 25, and I had it early, you know, like, and I went manic and all that stuff. But I found a lot of hidden secrets in life. I found the third eye. I saw the third eye on another manic episode, and I've discovered all kinds of different things along the way. And one of the ideas I had was to create a new language, because the way I look at it, the current language is the same as the old language. I'm learning as I, you know, you guys are talking, I'm learning. I think these big guys at the top want to test us out, see if we're really worth maintaining this game or not, because that's what it is. It's all a big fucking game. It's like... it's like a play. It's like a book. It's like a movie. It's being repeated through history, like you said. And the idea is that can we prove with all our mass communications and the world coming together as one and all this other stuff? It's us versus them. You said it. You said them. You said they. And that's when I refer to the bad guys, and they are. I refer to them, whereas the rest of society is either awake or they're not. And at this stage in the game, coming into awareness is much more easily done with the tools that we have and the discourse and the communications that we have. People can be led to they always say, you know, if everyone's a negative naysayer, negative Nelly, they're like, you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, if you leave the horse there, eventually the fucking horse is going to drink the water, for Christ's sake. So that's my point. It's like, you know, if you give them the tools and say, figure it out, fuck. You know, it's about time. This shit, people are dying. And, you know, not just a few thousand on 9/11. We're talking like a couple million. And, you know, it's the difference between recognizing that you're a human being on the planet Earth and you're all the same, or... you are this bullshit identity that's been ascribed to you based on nations and nationalism and your certificate of live birth and the bullshit history that's been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten by the victors, you can be a tool and a fool, and you can follow like a sheep, or you can open your eyes and wake up, take your head out of your ass, and join the real world and be a real human being. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, but I think that's what we're saying, too. It's just how to achieve that. I mean, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it was a rough road for me, and it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, it still isn't. I mean, you can see that it's hard. It's hard to wake up.
Yeah, it is. I understand. It's the hardest thing in your life to
destroy
everything that you understand. My friend Doug said it really good. It's a destructive process when you wake up. It's not a beautiful, wonderful, happy butterfly and lightning thing. It's like, holy fuck, everything I was told my whole life is like bullshit. And am I? What am I? I'm lost. I'm like,
yeah, it's
I have
like
to start all over.
Your guts have just been scooped out with a spoon. Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's terrible. So who would want to do that? That's why I don't blame them. I see. I mean, it's a lot easier not to, and especially when you are surrounded by people who are not going to wake up.
That's mob rules.
Right.
You know, everybody's going with the mob.
I don't blame them. I used to be right there with you, James. Just fucking wake up. What the hell? You deserve the term sheeple. My God, look at what you're doing. You know. But I started realizing I was late. I can't say. I don't blame them, and I can understand. I mean, that's all. If it's all you've ever been taught, that's all you're gonna know.
Well, that's just it. It's like you got to draw the line. You got to say, Generation Z, you know, you are no longer gonna be lied to. You're gonna be a human being from birth, and you will not. You'll be. You'll remain in innocence insofar as that you won't be conditioned. It won't be beaten out of you. Your parents will nurture the truth.
I think the awareness is coming. I do. I'm trying to be optimistic about it. I don't have to try to.
I believe that too.
Gee, it happened. But it's not going to happen.
I just think all the people waking up and spreading information, it's like a tidal wave rising.
Yeah, I think they blew it with the internet, quite frankly. I don't know I think they are not, meaning the wealthy psychopaths who own all the nations. They don't create anything. They just borrow or steal other people's creation.
Right. Well, the internet was a military thing.
Exactly, and it was. And I think that was they can't predict these things. They can't predict,
right.
Can't predict what kind of because they don't create things. And I don't think the military is 60 years ahead of us either. I think that they just borrow from the public. I mean, look at the military. Half their stuff doesn't work, and it's all overpriced. So I think it's just a money-making scam, too, and like all of them, all of their scams.
Yeah, but then you gotta look at, like, you know, what have they been doing under the ground in Andrews Air Force Base and Area 51 for 60, 70 years, you know?
Sure. Well, they've been advertising it a lot.
Well, I'm saying, and there's other ones you don't even know about. You know, those are the ones that are put to the public to shut them up about the rest of them all over the country.
That's what they say, but then they've been saying that they were descendants from ISIS, too, for the last 3,000 years. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they need that sort of control. I think
with all the trillions that go missing, you know, it's all. I believe there are a lot of black ops.
The counterfeiters.
Yeah.
They don't need the money. It's the slavery that they have.
No, I understand. They have the machines that just print the money. But in other words, like the stealth fighter and the stealth bomber, it was just like, boom, one day they just, you know, they opened the hangar gates and there they were. You know, they just announced it to the world.
Right.
So if they could do that with technology with like that, my common sense would say that they're, you know, 50, 100 years ahead of anything we've ever seen, if they can let shit like that go, like nothing, to the public.
Okay, wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up, guys, since we've got like 20 seconds left.
All right.
All right, then. it was a good show, guys. Thanks a lot. Sorry?
Good talking with you.
All right.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Bye.
All right, good night, guys. Bye.